Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, Steven Bolander, and thanks for listening in. Now, I'm trying to cut this episode just a little bit short, even though it's like, what, a month since I last posted, but it is like, for reference, it is like 10:45 right now at night, and we have a guest, and they're like two rooms down the hall, and everybody's probably trying to get to bed by now, But yeah, so I might be a little bit quieter, and I might just try to be a little bit, a little bit more concise. But with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So today I would like to talk about punishment. Now, I don't necessarily mean traditional punishment, but I mean like the effects it has on us, right? Now, one of these effects, which I want to focus on, is basically the fact that we don't, like, we kind of create a mental, like, map of oh, if I do this action, then it will have this consequence, right? For example, what is it? Sorry, my mind's a little bit blank, and I'm a little bit tired, in case you can't tell. But, for example, like, I, sorry, I'm having a rough time for whatever reason. For example, I don't do my homework, I get an F in the class, right? Like, in the way of school. Or, like, I don't show up to work, I potentially get fired. Those are just consequences. And so then the next time we think, oh, I'm just not going to show up to work today, then you think back to, oh, I'm probably going to be fired if I come to work late again, or if I don't come to work again, right? Just like what happened last time, which then makes us more encouraged to actually go to work in the future, right? Now, the reason why I say this is because something I've just thought about over these past like hour on our way home from an Eve 6 concert. By the way, amazing band, go check them out. But basically, what is it? My mind keeps on going blank. I don't entirely know why. So in the way of like public speaking, what I've noticed, or what I'm noticing now, is that a lot of the times, part of the reason why people are nervous about public speaking is that, like, for example, I'm just gonna make an example before I even finish my sentence. So let's say that you have to give a presentation in front of your coworkers, in front of your classmates, or whatever, right? And so then, like, and then they laugh at you on your first time talking in front of people, right? They laugh at you for no reason, right? And then you tell them a joke, and they just are quiet, and that's the one time they're quiet, right? This will create a common sense punishment, is what I'm going to call it for now. Basically, you're going to think, when the next time that you want to go in public speak, then you're going to say to yourself, like, oh, that made me uncomfortable, and they laughed at me when I didn't want them to laugh at me, right? And so then that's going to disincline you from doing it, and it's going to make it a lot harder for you to public speak in the future, right? And that's what I've noticed personally. That's just one big thing I've noticed. It can even apply to smaller things, like, if I don't take a shower, then I typically, don't smell very good, and B, don't really feel very good during the day. And so, typically, then I try to take a shower every morning, right? Just so then, it's mostly just upholding, my, like, common sense punishment for that, right? Like, I don't want to be the bad smelling one at work, or whatever, you know what I mean? Right? And I don't want to be feeling terrible, so I'm probably going to take a shower. But then if you have bad experiences, then you generally just don't want to do the thing, right? So, yeah. That's most of what I had to say. I'm gonna try to hit the 10-minute mark on this video, but we'll see. I'm only like halfway through. Another topic that I don't want to delve into tonight is basically sorry. It's parenting, right? Parenting can have a lot to do with how a child develops their map of what is and isn't a good thing, right? And it also, depending on how you raise your child, it can depend on whether they want to take risks or not, right? Like, I'm actually not going to talk about it. Never mind, because I know a lot of people would probably get mad about that, even if I said something good. Maybe I'll save that one for like a couple years or whenever I have a guest speaker to back me up or something. But yeah, punishment. Generally, it's a people usually think of punishment as a bad thing, but sometimes then it can actually be a pretty good thing. For example, like if you consistently stay up late, right? And you want to stop doing that because it doesn't make you feel good during the day, then make yourself realize that, right? Make your brain fully take account of, oh, I don't feel good the next day if I don't sleep well, and then you need to like for the next week or two try to get to bed as early as possible and try to focus on the change that you see, right? That's my recommendation, and on like how to control how your punishments can actually help you, right? That's what I'd say personally. I've used it like once before and it helped a lot. It didn't completely fix it, but it totally helped. Like, definitely. Like, if you, I don't know. I don't know. If you focus on the good parts of it when you're trying to do the thing, right, then it will make you more motivated to do it because there's a different result. There's a different consequence than something bad or just absolutely nothing, right? Oh, yeah. But that's basically all I wanted to say. Yeah. That's basically it. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day, night, whenever you're listening to this. But yeah, I sadly did not make the 10-minute mark even, and I'm disappointed in myself, believe me, you. And I do hope that that next week, one week after I post this one, then I will have another one ready, another episode of this podcast ready. Now, I can give you excuses, which I'm going to do now. Or here in a couple, here in just a minute. But I just know that they are probably just excuses. I don't think that they are like, at least like part of it isn't really a genuine reason. But I don't know. A good part of it is a genuine reason as to why I haven't been posting lately. But yeah. Anyway, my reasoning. Okay. So, the first week I didn't post, then I didn't post because I was lazy. I'll admit to that one at least. The one after that, we were on vacation and I was away from my microphone, so I couldn't really record at all. And then the week after that, I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and so I just felt like absolute nothingness. Right, I just felt terrible. Like it was miserable, at least over that weekend. And I couldn't hardly talk very well anyway. So, and I you probably wouldn't have even been able to understand me. Then the week after that, I was still in a load of pain from my wisdom teeth. And I think I was at a Lumineers concert that weekend, and I didn't get back until like Monday. Or like, I don't even remember when I got back. It might have even been Sunday, but I don't know. But I just was kind of out of it. And I was still recovering from my wisdom teeth being taken out. And then you come to this week, which I just came home from an Eve 6 concert, and yeah, it was amazing. I'm freaking tired, but I'm recording anyway. Because last night I had a good idea and I didn't record it because it was late and I kind of regret it. So, yeah. Anyway, I've probably bored you guys enough with all this. So I'm just going to close this out here. I apologize, it's a little bit early, but yeah. Have a good rest of your night. day, whatever, life generally. Have a good time. But yeah, I guess that's it for me, and this is Random Radio, and we're signing off very unprofessionally.